Live from the Hamptons, Winners Only Club, here's your host, Lulu Romano.
Hello and welcome to the first episode of Winners Only Club, the podcast born in the Hamptons, New York. Today, for our first episode, we have the president of East End Classic Bow Society. Ray built this society from the ground up in the 1980s, and today he's here to talk to us about how he did it and some strategies, how he went about doing it. Everyone, welcome Ray.
Thank you for inviting me. It's nice to be there. Money was raised locally in Amagansett. We raised $450,000 without asking for a penny. So my whole mission, the whole mission in life, was getting this boat shop built to serve the senior citizens of the East End.
So specifically for the senior citizens?
Well, it came out to be that. We had 15 to 20 people come to the boat shop every Wednesday and every Thursday and Saturday to help build the boats that we then raffle off. So we build a boat a year and then raffle it off in December of every year. And we raise a significant amount of money this way.
Why did you want to start building the East End Classic Bow Society?
The society was built by a cadre of East Enders that liked the idea of having a wooden boat group getting together. Mm-hmm. And prior to the building of the boat shop, we built boats in, say, in Sag Harbor on the lawn of the Custom House. And to build our constituents. And that took years. I ended up making arrangements with the town of East Hampton to lease a couple of acres of land behind the Marine Museum in Amagansett.
The name of this podcast is called Winners Only Club. What's your definition of a winner, and what's your definition of a loser?
The winners are the senior citizens that come and have an opportunity to escape their wives, so to speak, and go off and build classic wooden boats 3 days a week.
And then what about the losers?
There are no such things as losers.
Okay.
The losers are the people that don't take advantage of this opportunity.
Last time we spoke in person, you said that a loser is someone who doesn't take action on their ideas, who sits on their ideas.
Well, that might be the case in my case, but I'm a winner all the way because I'm the one that put the whole project together. I became the chief building contractor. Mm-hmm. I became a contractor myself and contracted every aspect of the, from the digging of the hole to the foundation, the pouring of the concrete, to the finding of somebody or a group of people that would put the stucco on the outside of the building, to the volunteer came and built the building. We had at some time 20 or 30 people coming to volunteer to help build the building.
Do you need a certificate to be a contractor?
Well, that was an interesting dimension. There was a contractor that was on the town planning board, architectural review board. He liked my idea, and he came to the town building department and signed on as my signed me on as his representative of his contractor's license, and so I became licensed to do the job with his help.
Are you allergic to peanuts?
Allergic to what?
Peanuts.
Peanuts?
Peanuts.
Peanuts, no. Okay.
That's good because the muffin had peanuts.
Are you retired?
Yes.
When it comes to being retired, what's something that you didn't imagine was going to be this awesome?
I didn't imagine any of it. I just followed my gut. And when it came time to be in charge of this building project, I said to a previous president that I would like to undertake that. And he had no idea how to raise money, neither did I. But he said, it's all yours, boy. I don't need to have anything to do with it. And he didn't have much to do with it. But I got the word out what we're doing in Amagansett, and it was such an attractive project that people came to me offering $20,000 at a time. Amazing. Somebody else offered me $25,000, and he described it as, I'm good for $25K, give me your bank transfer number. And so it slowly built up the $450,000 necessary to build this building.
Got it. A theme that I would like to explore on this podcast is social media. Being that you guys are senior citizens, is it something that you are ever going to consider doing, implementing social media strategies?
No, we use email to communicate and rally the troops together. We go off, and every fall we go off to various venues to sell raffle tickets. Okay. And so we use the social media to gather our troops together to come to either the Sag Harbor Fest or the big weekend in Greenport, and also times in Montauk, and the Fisherman's Fair. We appear at all these venues, and people gladly come rushing up to us to want to say, have an opportunity to buy raffle tickets for this year's entry. And what they're buying, $5 buys a single ticket, or 5 tickets for $20. But what they're buying into in the current year is a 13-foot boat with a trailer and with an electric motor on it. It's a brand new trailer and a brand new electric motor. And those who, the person who won last year lives out in Montauk. And a dream of to win such a fabulous offering.
Yes.
Was that boat itself would sell for around $7,000 or $8,000.
We do like winning here at Winners Only Club, the podcast. Ray, thank you so much for talking with us.
I'm very glad to do that. Glad to answer your question.
Thank you.
Hope your new program is a success.
Thank you so much, and we'll talk again soon.
Hopefully. Okay, take care.